राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तरुभक्ताय नमो नमः। पंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाचरि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामो राम रामो हरे हरे। इस ग्रेस विभु चैतन्य प्रभु के सहद गुड फॉर्चून ऑफ having a lot of association with Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu. When I first came to Sri Vrindavan Dham, 1980, I was just 20 years old, and so I joined the temple here, and at that time the new devotees, they were cleaning the temple morning, noon and evening time. So I was doing that for 1 month, and then one devotee who was cleaning the deity's plate, the eating the bhoga plate from which Krishna, the deities are eating, and usually they were at least first initiated, and it was a system. They had to be first or second initiated. Mostly they were first initiated. And so somehow the devotee had broken his arm. And there was nobody else to do the seva. And so then they asked me to do the seva of cleaning the deity's plates. And so that was the first time I met Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu, because he was cooking from morning till evening all the deity's offerings. And now we have... Because now Bhuvaneshwar Prabhu is doing the Rajbhog since many years, cooking now almost 30 years. And so, but then we have other devotees. One devotee doing breakfast, one devotee doing the Sandhya Bhog, one devotee doing the Shine Bhog offering, and one devotee is doing the sweets, the milk sweets. So we have like 4 or 5 devotees. But at that time, he was the only devotee, at least for some time, doing everything, all the offerings. Breakfast, lunch, Sandhya Bhog and Shine Bhog, and then doing all the sweets. So that was full-time seva. And as we know, even sometimes he was not able to chant his 16 rounds at Prabhupada's time. And Prabhupada made an exception, and as he told Prabhupada, and he said, you just chant while you're in the seva, and you japa, you do as much as you can. So for some time he was reducing. But then he had some help, and then eventually again he chanted his 16 rounds, because he understood that we should do that. But he was fully dedicated in doing the seva in the kitchen. And he was completely in charge, and he was putting everything. It was very clean and orderly, and of course the preparations he made were first class. And even he was in charge practically of then when the prasadam was coming out. Now usually they cook, and then the mahaprasad comes out. And then we have the Matajis and the Mahaprasadam stall who are in charge of distributing or selling the Mahaprasad. Even at that time they were selling Mahaprasad, he was always there and usually then making sure that the devotees were helping there in the kitchen, and those who were cleaning the deity's plates and those who were helping, they were getting some Mahaprasad. So he was completely in control of everything, and everything was systematic and in order, and was going on very wonderfully. So for many, many years. So I was doing that seva maybe for 2 months, and then I was asked to go on Sankirtan, and so which I did. And so then, but every few months, so we used to go out and then we used to come back to the temple. And then because I had the connection already by Prabhupada's mercy, Krishna's mercy, then I was able to sometimes see him, and he was giving Mahaprasad. And so if you are going out for preaching and then you come back and you have one devotee there who is always there to give you some Mahaprasad, then you are very happy. Even now all the devotees, they want to have Mahaprasad all the time, but not so easy to get. You must pay, otherwise you must have a connection with the pujaris, but many times they want to eat themselves. So, but he was giving to everyone. He was very kind. To everyone he was distributing Mahaprasad. So we were able to get some Mahaprasad. And then I was, actually, I was staying for 3 years, till 83, then my health was not so good. I went to Europe and America for a little while. But feeling separation from Vrindavan, some separation, and then I was again able to come back in 87. And then, actually then at that time, so the head pujari at that time, Purnachand Prabhu, he was asking me to help. And even after Omkar, who was Prabhupada's time head pujari, but then he had some difficulties and his health was not good, then actually asked me to become head pujari already in 1985-86. But then I was brahmachari at that time, and I thought head pujari means, there was a saying also, head pujari means headache, taking care of all the seva, because at that time not so many pujaris. Like even here sometimes one pujari doing artik for the three altars, Rajbhog, Mangalatik was okay, but Rajbhog, one pujari going Gonita, Krishna, Radhisham. So I thought, no, head pujari in Vrindavan, that is too much. Not for me. But then I came back here, and so then I was doing some seva in the Gurukul, and I was the ashram teacher, and then by the will of Providence also then, well, I got married, I arranged marriage in Gurukul, and then they needed one pujari here first. Well, actually at that time, one point there was some difficulty, the pujaris were on strike, and then somehow for a few months, and then the ladies, who usually are not allowed to go on the altar, they were able to dress the deities for a little while. And so then, and then they asked me to help it, because I was dressing the deities in the West, Radhasham. So I was able to become pujari, and then again. So then I was able to have the association of Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu. And then after some time, then I was asked to become head pujari in 92. And with the blessings of the Vaishnavas, I accepted at that time. And so Vibhu Chaitanya, actually there was a difficulty just before that. So when I was pujari here in 1990, he was still the head cook, cooking every day. But then he had to encounter some difficulties in various ways. I mean, he was doing so much seva. Even on Ekadashi, he thought, well, the devotees, they are not able to take the Mahaprasad because it is all grains. And of course for the pleasure of the Lord, but he was thinking also of the devotees. He was thinking, let me just make some Ekadashi Prasad separately. Besides the Rajbhog, he was making some Ekadashi preparations for the deities. Unbelievable. And then he was distributing that to the devotees. And it's really amazing. But then somehow one Sini devotee, or some Sini devotees, they were objecting, no, you cannot do that. And there's no need. We have separate Ekadashi Prasad for the devotees. No need to offer to the deities Ekadashi Prasad. Although there was a letter by Prabhupada that to Gonita we should offer Ekadashi Prasad, and so in some places they're doing. So he was doing that for some time, but then saw. I was there in the kitchen when actually that Chini devotee was telling that it is decided by the management, by the Chini devotees, that you should not cook on Ekadashi preparations for the deities. And of course he was. He was like devastated. He was doing everything with love and devotion, and so for the pleasure of the Lord and the devotees, but then he had to accept that. And then he was following, and after a little while he had a little difficulty with the head pujari, and then for some time he was also not cooking, but then again he was cooking, and then the head pujari had some difficulty and then so then he was asked to resign. And then some Bhakti Biringa Govinda Maharaj, for a little while he was at pujari. And he was cooking for a little while more, Vibhu Chaitanya, but then he was getting older, of course, and then he became head pujari, and that time then he was not anymore cooking for the deities. All at that time I tried to ask him, encourage him if he could do, but then he decided that he would like to do some other seva. And then, so then he was inspired to do Chanamrit Seva. Which was again, so in his humility he was doing that seva. And the whole day, previously we, just like for the cooks, not so easy to cover all the seva. And even for the Chanamrit at that time, there were maybe 2-3 devotees covering up the seva. But many times one of them was sick, was not able to do, and then it was a difficulty. But then one point, one of them left, and then there was only one, and then Vibhu Chaitanya decided to do the seva of distributing Chanamrit. And so then he was doing that somehow the other devotees, after a little while he left, and then he was doing that seva himself from morning till evening. Alone, he was distributing Chanamrit. And now again, of course, after he left, and again, we had a few devotees who had to take up the seva. Now we have maybe 4 or 5 devotees who are doing the seva, distributing Chanamrit. But when he was doing alone, distributing the Chanamrit from morning till evening. He was distributing the Chanamrit, and he was doing with so much love and affection. And everything was always clean, and then he had some little small cups for those who got, like the children, they could not hold in the hand, and he was conscious of small details. We can take, and of course even when we take, sometimes something drops, and then he had a cloth to clean the table, and the cloth to clean the floor. But for some children, then he was giving a small little cup, and they could drink like that. And then even big people, they wanted more Chanamrit. And then he was giving them also in this a little bigger cup, and they could drink the Chanamrit if there was enough. So he was doing that for many years. So maybe for, 75 or 76. So till almost 1990, for 15 years, he was cooking for the deities. And 15, 16 years. And after that, so then a little while he was then not doing any seva. He was taking care of his japa, maybe taking some extra rounds. But then he was doing the Chanamrit seva, I think from, it was still 92 he was cooking almost, 91. So at least 16 years or 17 years. And then he was doing the Chanamrit seva, maybe from 92 till he left, almost till 2000, and maybe 2004. So for at least 12 years, he was doing that seva every day, and so he was doing that very wonderfully and very conscious and alone. Because then, as he was getting older, then he had some devotees helping him. And at one point in the summer, because it is very hot, and it was difficult for him to to go to the pujari room where we had a fridge, and he was keeping the Chanamrita in the fridge in the summer, so it is remaining cold, so it doesn't go bad. So it was difficult for him to move, and he didn't want to take help of too many devotees. That was one other quality of him. So he was ready to serve the Lord, the devotees, Hari Guru Vaishnav. But he was very hesitant in accepting any seva for himself. He was trying to do everything himself, as long as he could, washing his clothes and everything. So it was difficult to serve him. So, but then in the kitchen, of course, he had some help towards the end. But he was mostly trying to do everything himself. And then doing the Chanamrita Seva, he wanted to do everything himself, basically. But then it was getting a little difficult as he was getting older. And one time he had an idea to have the fridge where Tulsi Devi is. And then, so he asked me, I said, okay, I thought, well, it's maybe not the best idea to have a fridge there where Tulsi Devi is. And then he was saying, no, we should have a fridge. And of course, you know, although he was the head pujari, but he was the head cook for many years and he was a much senior proper disciple. So I said, okay, Prabhuji, so we got one fridge. And then it was easier. But then some devotees were complaining, why the fridge is there? And I was saying, well, you know, Prabhu Chaitanya Prabhu is old, so what to do? You know, it's maybe not ideal, but let him just do the seva. But then more and more complaints coming, and then suddenly management deciding, no, the fridge should go from there. And was back in the pujari room, and he was a little bit disturbed, but then he accepted. And then he accepted some devotees to help him to bring the Chanamrit. And then, was that? Oh yeah, okay, I'm just, yeah, all the devotees are there, sorry, yeah. The devotees are, yeah. So much to say about Vipu Chaitanya, such a wonderful devotee, so, but we have to, yeah, all the devotees are there who want to say something, yeah. Just the conclusion, I mean, that that then he was not able to do the seva, and then he was in room number 5, and there, so still always in the seva bhav, and then, but he could not go to the temple much. Then he asked for photos of the deities, so he gave him photos of Gaunita, Krishna, Radhisham, Prabhupada, of course, and then he was asking for the deities' garlands in the evening, and then he was taking the garlands, and then the next morning, every day, he was decorating his altar he made with Gaunita, Krishnavam, Radhisham. So it was little bhajan kutir, and Gaunita, Krishnavam were there in the photo, of course, in his heart, and wherever pure devotees, dear Krishna is there, and then he was doing seva there to his deities, offering incense, also offering some boga also, and then distributing again to everyone who used to come and see him. And so, as mentioned, usually didn't want to ask anything from anyone. But at one point he called me and he said, I need some money. I said, money? Yeah, okay. Oh, I need 300 rupees every month. I said, okay. And then so he had these 300 rupees. With this he was buying some things to offer to the deities and then to distribute to the devotees. Otherwise it's difficult to serve him. Only after there was one devotee, Rup Sanatan, is here, Rup Sanatan, who is now pujari, he was there serving, he accepted his seva, and he was doing whatever, because he was not able to wash his clothes anymore, and helping him going to the bathroom, so Rup Sanatan was helping him. Otherwise it was very difficult to serve him. So, but I had the fortune, good fortune of doing a little seva to him, and many times he called me also, come and see me through Rup Sanatan. And then I was going there and he was always bestowing his blessings upon me. Usually because he's, you know, offering obeisances and then trying to sit on the floor. Then he used to always tell, no, you sit on the chair. He had a chair one there. And many times he used to, I offer my obeisances. He said, no need. And then with his two hands he was just rubbing my head. So, giving his blessings so lovingly. So by his blessings I was able to serve, and I feel still by his blessings I'm continuing to serve. So although we should remember this great personality all the time, but because so many responsibilities, so many devotees are there. So then we cannot remember. Still we remember him sometimes, but so this is a good opportunity this day when we can all come together, and those who are dead at that time here, so they are of course so much appreciating him, as you will hear from the other devotees, how kind he was, how merciful he was, how sweet he was. A pure devotee of the Lord, just thinking of the benefit of Hari Guru Vaishnav. Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.
We'd like to thank Mukunda Datta Prabhu for some wonderful memories of Vibhu Chaitanya. Next, we'd like to ask Devi Shakti Mataji if she can share her memories of Vibhu Chaitanya. By the way, in the picture next to Srila Prabhupada, you can see his Bhajan Kutir room number 4.
Vibhu Chaitanya came here sometime in 1976. I believe.
75.
Okay. And cook was needed, so he began cooking immediately. And even on the day of his initiation, Prabhupada, he had to run out of the kitchen, get his initiation, and then run right back. So Prabhupada had asked me to do something in Mayapur. I had to go there, and when I came back, because we all used to cook for the deities, so same day I got back, Suffala Kadasi, I ran to the kitchen to see what service I could take up again, and there was Vibhu Chaitanya, and he was all alone. So I had learned a little Bengali. I was asking him, how can I help you? What can I do? Immediately he took me in and had me help him there with the Rajbhog. And I saw that this person was so humble and working so hard. So every day I would come and help him. And gradually, just by watching him, I learned some of his secrets of how he made different preparations and his methodology. Because cooking is much like chemistry. You have to have all of your ingredients. You have to know just how to mix them, how to make them. So I would get to watch Vibhu Chaitanya, what he did. I just wanted to share a little of these secrets. When he did the Rajbhog, first he would set it. We had one gas stove with two burners, and Vibhu Chaitanya himself would, at 2 o'clock in the morning, he would come out, break the hard coal outside of room number 7. And then make the 2 coal fires, and then we would cook with those. So Vibhu Chaitanya first would have all the sabjis cut, everything on a table, big pot of cut potatoes, and about 3 different types of vegetables, everything ready. And then when he started, he had such a method that within that time, because after he had just cooked the breakfast, he would go right into the cooking. It had to be ready at 11, and the plates had to be, we had to make them up by 10:30. So he would have everything so split second that within that time, he would make all of his vegetables. Everything would have some potatoes in it, and then he would add the different vegetables to it. And then he would have the sweets made. Sweets he would make after, when the offering is being made, that deli sweet that he made. Deli sweet was made with, we would get the koa from outside, and he would make a wonderful thick syrup, sugar syrup, and boil it down. And then his secret ingredient was nutmeg. He would put that in to give it the special flavor. And aside from doing all of that, he would make special preparations. Sometimes he would make chidwa. So there's 2 types of chira. There's hard there's thick and there's thin. He would have us get him the thick chira, and that he could fry, and we would watch how he did all of that, which spices he put. And then on Sundays, he would always make samosas for the deities. Just amazing. So the samosas would be out there to buy. He did everything so silently, in the sense that all he ever did was chant the holy name. He had a beautiful melodies that he would use that Iyengar remembered, and he would chant. And the whole time you would be in the kitchen with him, you'd just be floating in the holy name and just so close to the ground, just waiting to see what you could do to help him. So mostly my service was to make up the plates. We had 10 plates in those days. It was a lot of work. But one after the other, we'd had everything made up. And I would always remember that we were told then that Krishna's favorite place is the altar and Radharani's favorite place is the kitchen. So I just always saw him as the servant of Radharani, how he was doing so much to help her in pleasing Shamsundar and Krishna Balaram Gornitai. So that was a most wonderful experience, helping him in the kitchen. I learned so much. And then Bibhu Chaitanya one day, because we could only speak a little, and besides, he never spoke when he was cooking. Everything was just, you had to see what he needed. And he would teach me, he taught me how to make the rice he would make Bengali style, lots of water, and then when it was just not even soft, a little bit hard, he would drain all of that so that by the time it got on the plate, it would already be fluffy and nice. Everything, just by watching, you learn so much from him. But then what happened was, he was so strict in his cleanliness that he refused to wear any shoes, any, you know, kitchen shoes or socks. He would just have mats that he would stand on. But eventually, because of the cold winter, his feet filled up with fluid. So he had to go and get his feet drained at Ramakrishna Mission Hospital. Terrible. But after that, then he was allowing that we could wear wooden shoes there in the kitchen. And then one day I came in, and he was explaining to me as best he could. He had a serious problem. He had a hernia, and he had to get an operation. And he decided he was going to teach me how to do the Rajbhog then. So then we had extra training, everything. I had to learn everything the way he did everything, the split-second timing. And then for only 10 days, usually it takes 2 months to recover, 10 days he was back in the kitchen cooking again. But then he couldn't lift things, so then they had devotees help him. And we went through so many different head pujaris, so many different general managers, and they all had their different ways of either helping him or torturing him. One of our general managers he was King Vena incarnate. He decided that the deities shouldn't be eating so much. He wouldn't let us make sweets. We would only be allowed to make laddus, basin laddus for the deities. And he reduced everything. And it was so unbearable for everyone. One night I dreamt that Krishna Balaram came to the railing and they were looking at all the devotees and said, "We're hungry." So this devotee, eventually Krishna Balaram let him go somewhere else. He was never allowed to come back here to Vrindavan. But Bibhu Chaitanya had to tolerate, so like you're hearing from Mukunda Datta, these decisions were made and he had nothing to do with the decisions, but he had to follow them. But Bibhu Chaitanya tolerated everything. And even when he had no help, he still went on. And still, you can see his humility. After he finished everything and he was distributing prasadam to all the devotees, he would go up to his room and he would feed the birds. He was just the most amazing devotee, and he knew everyone. He remembered everyone. When they would go away, they would come back a few years later. He always had prasadam for them. So he was the most ideal example. And of course, we weren't looking for you know, seeing how great he was or anything. We were just trying to do service to help. But one day, time, is it okay? Okay. I remember this when Bibhu Chaitanya first disappeared. I don't think I've ever told this story since then. There was a very dear friend of Prabhupada, and it must have been after Prabhupada left. It was before Prabhupada left. He was asking me what service I was doing. I was telling him I'm helping Bibhu Chaitanya in the kitchen. And he said, "Oh, Bibhu Chaitanya, he's a fool." And I said, I had never heard anything. For me, he was my idol of how to cook for their lordships. So, but I respected this devotee very much. And I thought, well, if he says that Bibhu Chaitanya is a fool, I better find out what he's talking about. So then I decided to very carefully watch Bibhu Chaitanya and find out why he said that. So from before Mangalarti, I would see him in the temple. Mangalarti, he'd immediately go in, make sure everything was going right. And 24 hours I was watching what he was doing that made him into a fool. I couldn't find a single thing. All I could find was all these secret types of service that we didn't know he was doing, that he was doing anyway, aside from all the cooking. So eventually this devotee also, anyone who has something bad to say about devotees who are trying their best to serve, they're going to have trouble. So when Bibhu Chaitanya became ill and he couldn't stand up straight anymore, Prabhupada Samadhi was built by then. Every morning before Prabhupada's Samadhi Arti, he would be there and he would prop himself up on Prabhupada's Samadhi altar so that he could be as straight as possible and attend that Samadhi Arti every single morning until he just couldn't walk anymore. So we have an example of the humblest and the hardest working devotee I've ever seen here in this temple. And by Krishna's mercy, we're able to remember him and his example every year. So we'd love to hear from the other devotees about all of his wonderful service. Hare Krishna.
So we'd like to thank Devi Shakti Mataji for some very wonderful memories of Bibhu Chaitanya. So next I'd like to ask Devi Dvaksha Prabhu if we share his memories of Bibhu Chaitanya.
Om Ajnanati Midarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshutam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurubhe Namaha Gurubhe Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vishnabhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pachastha Deshutarine Is Goddess Bibhu Chaitanya Prabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, actually Bibhu Chaitanya, first I like, thank you for Dharmatma Prabhu, he allowed me to speak today here because last year he phoned me, at that time I was in Bombay, I told Prabhuji I am Bombay, I am sorry, so this time I am here. So, actually Bibhu Chaitanya Prabhu and myself, we joined together here 1975. And that time a temple commander was Hariswari Prabhu. He have training us and he personally he took us on his room. He was the first temple commander on this temple here when temple was open. So, so then he training up Hariswari Prabhu. He teach us how to put tilak. He teach to Bibhu Chaitanya Prabhu also, me also. So then that time, because we are new devotee, Bibhu Chaitanya Prabhu also new devotee, I am also new devotees. So he, Hariswari Prabhu give me the seva to clean the temple here. And Bibhu Chaitanya Prabhu, he give him for devotee kitchen for cutting vegetable because that time was he non-initiated. So, so he give him the cutting the vegetable and the devotee kitchen. He was very happy. Then after some time, he have a brahmana initiation. So then everybody likes his prasadam. He for a kitchen cooking for devotees. So then Prabhupada is President Akshay Maharaj, Akshayananda Swami. So he told Prabhupada that Prabhupada Bibhu Chaitanya is a good cook. So he maybe can allow him to, by your permission, and kitchen, Didi kitchen. Then Prabhupada said, okay, you call him. Then Prabhupada called Bibhu Chaitanya. Then Prabhupada told him to Bengali. So apner bolo rana kachin, apner thakure kitchene, thakure cooking seva rana karte hai bhai. आपने प्रभुपाद ने उनको ऐसा बोला वही ही टोल प्रभुपाद टोल हिम लाइक दैट देन व्हेन आई हैव अ ब्राह्मण इनिशिएशन आई बिकम अ पुजारी सो ही वाज अ कुक डीटी डिपार्टमेंट सो वी आर वेरी गुड फ्रेंड टुगेदर बिकॉज आई एम पुजा एंड ओमकार प्रभु इज पुजारी हियर एंड दैट टाइम प्रभुपाद टाइम सो So Bibhu Chaitanya Prabhu is very strict. Since from the beginning, some devotee come to disturb him. So he doesn't feel good, happy. So he say, what can I do, Prabhuji? They are coming, disturbing. Because he doesn't know the English. But he know Bengalis very well. So because other English devotee, they are telling him something. I can't understand. He becomes so much confusion. Very confused that time in the beginning. So he was unhappy. Then slowly, you know, they want the head pujari want to put somebody else to help him, but he don't want any help because he want to do alone all the cooking since the morning to evening, even sometimes midnight. Or he come and cook and the mangalati sweet everything like that. So he's very dedicated for cooking for Rajbhog, all the offering just like this head pujari already Mukundatta he already told. This since the morning to up to night is correct. So so he want to do all the things like that personally, properly. So because other people want advice and he feel like little disturbance. So he doesn't like to other people to come and to disturb him. So, but he does all the seva by cleaning also. He does very clean and neat. When I was a pujari, he tells, you do this way, this. He's not allowed to kitchen all the pujari to standing there long. So we just pick up our plates, make a plates, we come to altar and do our seva. So he's very strict, he's not much talking anybody, very quiet and common, very nice devotee, very wonderful qualities here, Bibhu Chaitanya Prabhu have. So so because we join here together, so we are good friend. So then after 79, I went to Bombay, then he's still in Vrindavan. So he have dedicated his life, he joined here, then his end of his life was here. He left the body and this Krishna Balaram temple. So, you know, so he's very lucky and Margashis Mena, like Dinabandhu Prabhu told, is correct. And Dwadashi, very special time, special month. So he left because Krishna Balaram once, his very successful seva he did. So I am very much... please upon his I want his mercy to me also to give share his mercy to me today by his disappearance day. So I offer my respect to obeisance his lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Bibhu Chaitanya Prabhu ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Would you like to thank Mr. Prabhupada for his wonderful memories of Bibhu Chaitanya Prabhu? Next we'd like to ask His Holiness Prabhupada Saraswati to share his memories.
अज्ञातिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय उत्तले Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namini, Namaste Saraswati Devi Guruvani Pracharini Nirvadi Paschata Vesta, Vanchakrabhutar Vesta Krupa Siddhu Devaja, Patitanam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnava Bhyo Namo. Shri Bhivu Chaitanya Prabhu Ki Jai. So, I become a devotee here by eating Mahaprasad. So, yes, this is true, because I came in 84, then that time Damodar Pandit, Yudhishthir Maharaj just changing. Anyhow, so I came from Rishikesh because I was in Divine Life Society, so I came here to see the Dhruva Maharaj meditation place. So anyhow, so here at that time one devotee was looking after Bhakta program, Bhakta director, Chaitanya Dev, maybe you remember. So anyhow, so there big become a devotee's big board was there, so I went inside, then he was preaching. Then he told, you can stay 7 days here free, and you can try, see. He gave me so many literatures to read, and he kept me in his own room upstairs. So then Bibhu Chaitanya room was just this there. At that time one Hetu, one puja assistant, he was cutting sabji maybe. So anyhow, so he come to know that I am from Odisha, so he took me to Bibhu Chaitanya room. He is from Odisha. The big Mahaprasad, yes, a plate. So they gave me the Mahaprasad. So nice. And so I eat Mahaprasad, then I was very happy. And he was encouraging, hey, eat more, more, more. So anyhow, then every day I got Mahaprasad. There were 7-8 days. 7 days I stay here. Then I told, you were every day eating like this. Yes. So I think it's better to stay here. Why go to Rishikesh? So anyhow, but that Mahaprasad is so tasty, because it was cooked by Bhivu Chaitanya Prabhu. It was so tasty. I never, this prasad is so tasty. So I was eating Mahaprasad. Then I just came, okay, my luggage is there. I maybe go return back and bring my books and everything from there. Then the Bhakta leader told, we'll give you everything here. We books, because I use all the Gita Press books and some other outside books. They did not allow me. But I could go, but the attachment for Mahaprasad. I stay here. I'll eat. So nice. So anyhow, so she has very such a sweet personalities. Even he is the only person that we know is Prabhupada. They allowed him even without chanting his 16 round. He was day and night cooking. He was chanting when he was doing seva and chanting. Sometimes Prabhupada will do parikrama, then he'll some was hearing this sweet singing of Bhivu Chaitanya Prabhu. And specifically he was making the kachodis. Even his kachodis I like very much. So kachodis hot. So I heard even Prabhupada like this kachodi. Even his doctor told not to eat the fried things, but still Prabhupada will see, oh, Bhivu Chaitanya is cooking some kachodi. Bring, go and bring. So anyhow, he's the person, he followed Prabhupada's instructions so strictly. He is just following what he never, he did not want to go out of the gate, main gate. Sometimes we go to book distribution, we bring prasad from Govindadev Prasad, Jagannath Prasad, or different, or some other person, Srinathji Prasad. He is not interested. He told, Are Baba Mahaprasad, everything is one, same, Krishna Balaram Mahaprasad. And Radhesya Mahaprasad, this is not different from other Mahaprasad. The same. He's not interested much. And he's always so sweet. And we see every day in Brahmachari Ashram, 2:30, he'll come down. He'll every day take bath and come down. He, alone he was preparing everything, doing everything. When he come to, just like, because time is short, so when he come to this room number 5, and time to time, rarely I come, but he send message with his Rupa Sanatana, as a devotee, become a new devotee under me. So he'll send message, why this guy is not coming to see me? Bring him here. So anyhow, I was coming. Then when he get, sometimes he send rasagulas and some sweets with him. Because he told, bring it like this. During last time, first, I saw him, because when he was disappeared, I was in marathon, I was in outside. So, we are in Rajasthan, in Bhilwara, some city. So, we got the message, but last time I met him, it was before going to marathon, during Kartik time, maybe. So, Rumpad Swami, His Holiness Rumpad Swami was climbing the test. Brahmachari Ashram, I was coming, he told Maharaj, he told I am going to see Bibi Chaitanya. Bibi Chaitanya is no more here, he is down in guest house in 5. Then he told, so take me to his room. So I took him to his room number 5. Then I saw this, so much love. He just embraced and he's like this. So much love. I was giving him some Mahaprasad, asking Rupa Swami, bring some Mahaprasad. He was practically crying, so much affection for the devotees. So I saw, though he is not a great, very big guru, acharya or some dignitaries in ISKCON, but everyone loves him also. I saw him many times here, lecturing in Tamagusha Maharaj and others. They told that he is a pure devotee. He is serving so affectionately and so dedicated. He don't want to give up his service and go out of the gate, Krishna Balaram gate. He will circumvent this temple. Prabhupada told all the tirthas are in this temple. He had firm faith on this words of Srila Prabhupada. He never interested to go to even Radha Damodar or to Banki, but to here, there, he never goes anywhere. He's fixed here. Prabhupada told everything is here. Everything is here. Krishna Balaram is there. Radhesham is there. Everything is there. There is nothing more I have to see. Just. So in this way, we can learn from him this dedication to Prabhupada, how much he is dedicated, completely surrendered. Suguru Mukha Padma Bhakya Chitete Kariya Aikya Arana Kariya Mane Asa. That was he taught us by this message. So in this way, he is very sweet personality. So we may just beg for his mercy in this day. So, and he left his body here in Vrindavan Dham on Dwadasi, in Ekadasi, Dwadasi, Mahadwadasi, Dithi. Srila Vibha Chaitanya Prabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare
Krishna. Memories, I also remember his samosas. Nobody made samosas like Vibha Chaitanya since that time. That just not there. His cooking was divine. So we have one absentee offering from Madhurya Leela. I will have my glasses so as Dharma Padma to be good. And next I'd like to call Mahadevi to come make her offering.
This is an offering from Madhurya Leela Mataji. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya evacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. I have very fond memories of Bibhu Chaitanya Prabhu. He was truly decorated with the quality of humility. He never spoke useless talk, was always focused on his service of cooking for Radha Shyam Sundar. While he cooked, he chanted continually. Srila Prabhupada told him he could chant while he was cooking. Since he was often unable to complete his 16 rounds due to his hectic cooking service. He never missed a day of service, no matter what the reason. Radheshyam had to get their offering. He was full of love for his Thakurji. He was very mild-mannered and a gentleman. I would like to imbibe his dedication and determination to his service. Even when his health deteriorated, although he was no longer able to cook, he continued serving by giving out the Charanamrita. He never complained, but always had a smile on his face. a wonderful Vaishnava. I am fortunate for having known him. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
I'd like to thank Mandarini Lila for her wonderful offering. Next from us, Mahadevi. So we'll thank the Vaishnavas if we can go a little late. There's a few other people, including myself, who want to say some things.
Hare Krishna. Such a great honor to hear the glories of great Vaishnavas who have lived amongst us and to be able to glorify them as well. Kind, gentle, humble, and amazing Devu Chaitanya. I didn't have so much personal association with him as he was lifelong brahmachari, but in being able to observe, kind. It was so nice to hear Mukunda Dat Prabhu talk about the time when, I believe it was in 87 or so, the history is in Divya Shakti's book, when the men pujaris at that time, how do you go? Surya Prabhu Ki Jai. The men, pujaris at that time, I believe it was 86, 87, there were many god sisters here at that time serving, and they became sick, or there was some strike, or something happened, and so all the ladies, we all rushed over at night specifically to dress their lordships. There's a picture of me dressing Krishna and our dear Nartaka Gopal. She's dressing Balaram. Vrindavan Valasini was with Radha Shama Sundar, I believe with Madhurya. And can't remember who else. But it was three glorious nights dressing their lordships to take rest. And Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu was asked, is this okay at the time? And in Bengali, someone translated for us later, because we were all very curious, and he said, what to do? They are very dear, let them serve. So that was very nice, very kind. Very gentle. At that time, I was very concerned about the education of young girls. And so Dina Bandhu's daughter, Divya Shakti's daughter, Lakshmi Moni's daughter, we had many god sisters serving, and the girls were here. So I went to the American Embassy and got four or five curriculums so that I could teach various grades, because we had from 4 years old till about 9 or 10. Oh, Chakrini, she was with us. And every day we would do academics in the morning, and then we'd do kirtan, Vrindavan Parikrama, and go to different temples and do kirtan. But before we did that, we'd come for the Raj Bhog and Artik. And Vibhu Chaitanya, he was always serving the Charanamrita. And very carefully, he would take their hands, very carefully, and he would put just a little drop, and then he would show them how to take the Charanamrita, the girls, there's maybe 7 or 8 of us, how to take the Charanamrita. So I noted this because his face was so gentle. There, it wasn't about being girl, boy, man. He was just serving this soul and teaching this soul how to take the Charanamrita very carefully. He didn't like when even one drop. And as someone mentioned, he had the cloth there. So attentive to even that detail of that service, serving the Charanamrita. And he had very, as we know from pictures, very serious what it's called osteoporosis. It's a bone disease. Many of us older people have it. And he began to stoop and stoop, and pretty much he was walking like this. Walking like this. Basically seeing the braj and the ground and the feet of the Vaishnavas all the time. And when he would offer his obeisances, and I would, this was at the Raj Bhog, to Srila Prabhupada, I would tell the girls to note how sometimes we come in the temple, we do some exercise, you know, we just hit our head on the ground or something, but actually obeisances is we're offering the obeisances prayer to our spiritual master. And so when Vibhu Chaitanya was already very difficult, but he would offer his full dandavats, and he would stay there a long time. Sometimes we would think, is he okay? But he would get up and still he'd be mumbling some prayers. And he would stand long time, what we thought was long time, for to offer his prayers, his humble obeisances to Srila Prabhupada. So, and amazing. Maybe you've all heard this story about Bhakti Chiruswami when Prabhupada was upstairs, and it was during the 70s, of course, and he was very ill, and he wasn't supposed to be eating anything. He had been fasting, actually. And all of a sudden, the smell of the kachoris came upstairs. And who was making those kachoris? Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu. And the kachoris, and of course, we know that Prabhupada is kachori mukhi. So he said to Bhakti Chiru Maharaj, or maybe it was Bhavananda Maharaj, go get me kachori. But they were, no, Prabhupada, you take kachori, something solid after you've been fasting, you know, you can get very ill. No, 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 get me kachori. So they went down, and I'm remembering, was it one kachori or two kachoris? So Bhakti Chiru Maharaj, he goes down to the kitchen, and it's Vibhu Chaitanya cooking. And the Maharaj says, Prabhupada wants kachori. Immediately Vibhu Chaitanya took the kachori off of Krishna's plate. He put no question, and put on a beautiful silver plate, and they took it up to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada ate the kachori with so much relish. And they're like, oh, you know, they're just waiting for Prabhupada to have some reaction. Then he goes, get me another one. And they're like, yeah. So he runs downstairs, Maharaj, and he's like shaking, you know, because we're so much on this bodily platform, well, I am. And they're thinking, no, no. But Vibhu Chaitanya Bhakti Chiru Maharaj explains that not even a question, not even a doubt. Took the kachori right off, put that on the, and send it up. And then Prabhupada made that famous statement after he enjoyed his second kachori, don't ever question the spiritual master. So, in this way, Vibhu Chaitanya, he was also very amazing. And it's very beautiful that his samadhi is here. Just yesterday I was there chanting with all the great souls that are there. And today, as you know, we'll have the Artik at 12 o'clock? 12:30? Yeah, so please, all of us, we can go and attend his. And these Vaishnavas, as we know, are living in sound. So even if we didn't know someone as amazing as Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu personally, by hearing, Prabhupada said, seeing is hearing. So by hearing about such a great Vaishnava's glories, then in this way we can get to know a little bit about these amazing Vaishnavas. Panchakalpa Durvishcha Kripasindhu Vyavichcha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu Ki Jai.
We'd like to thank Father for the memories of the wonderful kachoris that he made. I'm partial to the samosas, but the kachoris were also incredible. So we'd like to request Mahari Prabhu. Is he here? I haven't seen him. I got a note that Mahari wanted to make up. I don't see him. I'll give a few memories.
Manja kalpatrubhista kripasindhu vevachav titanam bhavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namah. Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu ki jai. Actually, when I came and joined Krishna Balaram Temple in 1984, Vibhu Chaitanya was already a legend. And we just heard he never left Krishna Balaram Mandir. Never left the four. Only that one time he had to go to the hospital for his operation. Completely opposite of me. I'm everywhere. And all I do is talk. All he did was work. This was amazing. You would see him 2:30 in the morning heading. That means who knows what time he got up, because he headed to the kitchen 2:30, and 10 o'clock at night you would see him going back. And also about 1 o'clock you would see him, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, after the noon offering and everything was cleaned up. Then he would come and he'd feed those birds. There's one special bird with only one leg that he always was partial to. And I can remember, finally he was still bent over, and it was just too much trouble. The devotees couldn't bear to watch him struggling like that, so they finally retired him from the kitchen. But he would come and he would sit on the planter here. He would sit outside here, just to be near the kitchen. He wasn't very happy about it, but so he would just sit there by the kitchen. You'd see him there chanting all day long. So finally they gave him the Charanamrita service. Mahadevi mentioned about that. He had a special way. He would grab your hand, and there was an electricity that went through his hand. There was this transcendental potency. He would, was so firmly, he would just grab your hand, and you just got this transcendental potency coming through, you know, and he'd give you the... And I can remember when I was temple president here, I knew that I got Radharani's mercy when he would come into the office with a plate of Mahaprasad for me. He was so wonderful. And I remember finally everybody's told just about everything. When he was sitting down there chanting his rounds, Dhanadhar Swami came by one time. And Bibhu Chaitanya went, six. And Dhanadhar Swami was, six what? He said, six. But Dhanadhar Swami said, what? He said, six men. Six men. What he was doing alone, just to understand, so you can understand, we've heard about him talking, but he said, six men to do what one man alone was doing. Six. And finally he was just in that, you can see the picture of his room there with all the deities and Prabhupada and everyone all over the place. And every once in a while he would send, you know, what was his name? Rup Narayana? Rup Sanatan. You knew you got special mercy that day when he would send Rup Sanatan, because I was next, not far by in room number 7. He'd come knock at the door. Said, Bibhu wants to see you. He'd come running over, you know, and he'd take your hand with that electricity and then give you some Mahaprasad. He was just such a... He was a Vaishnava. That's all I can say. He was a Vaishnava. And only... Like I said, he was hidden. Unless you, even today, somebody is asking, who are we celebrating today? Who are we celebrating today? Because those visiting devotees never knew. He was locked up in that kitchen. Those melodies are unforgettable. Nobody else got permission like that, that he didn't have to chant his rounds. He could just chant. And he just sang such beautiful memories, chanting his rounds, and so much love and devotion cooking, and that prasad was unbearable, like Prabodhan and Saraswati said, that's what made him a devotee. So we can just bow down at the lotus feet of Bibhu Chaitanya Prabhu and beg for him the same determination and enthusiasm and devotion to do our services. Bibhu Chaitanya Prabhu ki! So at 12:30 in the Samadhi area of the Goshala, we'll have nice artik and offering there, so everybody can join there. Hare Krishna. Is there anyone else who want to share a memory?
He used to sing one song. I chant one line only.
Okay. You can chant a couple, no problem.
সচিরঙ্গিনর মাঝে গৌর চান নাচিয়া ভেরায় রে প্রভাত সময় কালে সচিরঙ্গিনর মাঝে Gaur chand nachi ave raaye re utro utro sochi mata